Hey friends, welcome back to another episode. So today I thought it would be fun just to sort of catch you up on what's going on with me and just a little life lately. A fun conversation between two friends. I love my listeners. I cherish you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week. And yeah, we have a lot of changes in our house. So I thought it would just be a really fun episode to kind of catch you up on what's happening here in our household. So you're listening to episode 120 of The Raw and the Cooked. I'm your host, Dara Boxer. And today, we're just going to discuss life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to three young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. So the biggest update, and probably the most, arguably the most exciting update, is that I am 16 weeks pregnant with our fourth and final baby. We are so excited. I am due in August, and I am just absolutely over the moon. We found out that we are having a baby girl, so we are going to have two boys and two girls, with our girls as our end caps, as the oldest and the youngest, and our two boys are going to be sandwiched in the middle. So I just cannot believe how blessed and lucky we are. So I'm still glowing and just absolutely over the moon anytime I think about just our family. So I'm just so excited. And speaking of babies, two of my cousins recently gave birth, one in Florida and one in California, to two beautiful little baby boys. So our family is just growing and growing. We have so many nieces and nephews now, and it's just such an exciting time. And piggybacking off of that, I'm really excited to donate all of our baby boy clothes that my youngest son Atticus has grown out of. So I have an entire tub full of baby boy stuff from birth through about 18 months old, and that is going straight to my cousin in Florida. I'm very excited. We are going to plan on taking a road trip down there probably within the next couple of weeks. So we're really, really excited to meet the baby and just, you know, pass along those clothes, because like there's nothing better and more exciting than kind of like giving your baby clothes to someone you also like love and cherish. So we're really pumped about that. And we are sort of doing a little like musical rooms here in our house. There's been a lot of activity going on. We are in a 4-bedroom house, and it's good. It works out really well. It's going to be a little tight with 4 kids, and 2 of them are going to have to bunk up. So right now, we have 3 bedrooms upstairs. My husband and I have our master with a master suite. And then we have 2 really small kids' bedrooms that share a Jack and Jill bathroom. And right now, one of them had currently been sort of functioning as a guest room. And then the other smaller room is our youngest son's nursery. And then we have a main level master that is quite large. And it's almost an identical footprint to my husband and I's room. It's a pretty large room with its own ensuite bathroom. And so my 2 big kids, Naomi and Ezra, are sharing that right now. And so I think the plan come summertime, I think it'll be, you know, a good change because my daughter is starting kindergarten in the fall. And, you know, it's just kind of time to like get her own space. So we recently hired a moving company to get rid of all of our guest room furniture. We drove that over to my cousin's house, who's only like a third of a mile away. She has a 2-bedroom apartment and one was empty. So she was very much looking forward to taking all of our guest room furniture. So we cleared that out. The movers broke down one of the twin beds that my kids have and then put the other one up in the guest room that is going to be our Naomi's future big girl room. So we're really, really excited about that. I had ordered bunk beds for the big kid room. And then once our daughter is born, maybe not immediately, but probably shortly after that, we're going to send Atticus downstairs so he can bunk up with his big brother. So the two boys will share a room come fall. The baby will be in Atticus's room, which is already set up as a nursery. And then my daughter gets her own big girl room. So we're kind of in the process of designing and planning that. And yeah, it's been really fun. We have a really nice color palette. The twin bunk beds, and this is the unfortunate nature of moving 15 times, is that when we found out we had 2 boys, my mother gifted us these beautiful Pottery Barn twin beds. They're navy blue. Just because in the space we had, it just made sense to have twin beds. But in the space that the boys will share in this house, twin beds is a little tight. So we needed to do bunk beds. So anyway, it's just like a long-winded way to say that I kind of had to like use one of the dark navy blue bunk beds for my daughter. But we have a good color palette. We're gonna lighten it up with some lavenders and some soft pinks, a little bit of sage, some creams, and I think it could work really well. I am a little exhausted and burnt out after all of like the physical moving. Not that we did anything. We hired people to move and of course like install the bunk beds, which was so worth the money. So I don't think I will ever assemble furniture ever again. This company was amazing. They sent a dude who was just like an absolute professional. He spent probably 5 hours putting together and assembling these bunk beds. And that is 5 hours that my husband and I had to do nothing. It was amazing. We didn't even have to open the box, like, and he took it away. Like it was just, it was worth every single penny. So my encouragement is if you can swing it, do not assemble your own furniture. This was a godsend. So yeah, that's sort of what's been going on in our household, is just like more moving, more whatever, but for all good reasons, and we're very excited. I recently went through all of my baby girl clothes, all of the baby boy clothes. So I'm like slowly getting our clothing closet with hand-me-downs situated. So we are prepared. I know what I need to get for this baby, which isn't too much, but yeah, just really pumped about it. So the next line item that I wanted to discuss was my shift from Lululemon to Athleta. That sounds so small and weird, but yeah, I was a Lululemon person for a very, very, very long time. But I needed a couple of new leggings, especially just because in the winter time and being newly pregnant, it's just really comfortable just to be in leggings. Like it's an awkward time where jeans don't really work or don't really fit any other types of pants, especially from like your pre-pregnancy days. So like, you know, leggings grow with you. They're just comfortable. And I also wanted pockets. Like I feel like I need pockets. And so Lululemon, it just like wasn't doing it for me. And I just felt like every time I stepped foot inside a Lululemon, like everything just felt so like, I don't know, kind of slutty. I hate to say that, but like, I just felt like everyone was like in crop tops and these like outfits were just like looking more and more ridiculous. And like the colors were too bright. I don't know. So I've like finally shifted over. I'm like, you know what? It's probably my age or whatever, but I'm just like ready to do Athleta. And I am wearing some Salutation leggings. They're thick, they're stretchy, they're comfortable, they're very good quality, and they have pockets, which is so exciting because now I can just like kind of keep my phone. Sometimes I slip a bottle in there for the baby. Like my husband joked that I just need to buy myself cargo pants if I really needed pockets that badly, but haha. So yeah, I'm an Athleta person. My mother-in-law gifted me a very generous gift card to Athleta over Christmas time. And so I just splurged. I got myself 3 pairs of leggings, 3 sports bras, and 1 sweatshirt. And the sports bras are amazing. They're so comfortable, just again, because my boobs just grow and change and are super sore the minute I get pregnant, and I cannot do like underwire or the clasp or anything like that. So yeah, Athleta sports bras for the win. It has like the normal strap, so I can wear just like normal shirts with it, and you don't see the bra, which is like definitely what I was going for. So yeah, Athleta, like who knew? So I'm very excited and very happy. Okay. So another exciting piece of information is that my 36th birthday is the day that this episode airs. So I'm really excited. We are in the year of the dragon, which was my year. So I'm really, really pumped. I feel like I had a really, really good year. Every year is like a great year, obviously, but you know, it was like my 24th year. It was a very special, awesome year. And so I think some good things are coming this year too. Dragons are very lucky by nature. So yeah, I'm feeling very, very lucky. Like we're here, we're settled into our house. We love where we are. And everything is like finally, it feels like it's falling into place after quite a difficult journey when we relocated from DC a couple of years ago, but you know, everything in its place and in its time. So another piece of news that's like kind of new to us is that this is really the first year that we've ever done an extracurricular activity for one of the kids after school hours. Like, because mostly like any of these like baby or toddler classes that we've signed them up for, like gym or soccer, or music lessons, like they're always in the morning slot, right? Like after morning nap or before lunchtime. So we've never really like done anything. We usually like, that's kind of our flow. Like we have breakfast, we have an activity, or we go out, or we do an adventure or meet up with friends. We come home, have lunch, nap, and then we like really don't leave the house. Like, you know, we might go to the park or the playground, but you know, it's very like local to the house. Like we don't like get back in the car usually in the afternoon. So this is like very new to us to kind of have like an after school curriculum agenda for our daughter. It's been really fun. She's been taking chess lessons from 5:30 to 6:30 on Tuesdays. And so it was a little bit of a struggle in the beginning just because I had to like make sure I had a dinner planned out for my husband and the boys. I wanted it to be super easy for them. So I would make sure it would be like a one pot meal or something from the slow cooker, or a sheet pan, or just something that like my husband can very easily serve the boys. But other than that, it's been really awesome. I take my laptop, I sit there for like a full hour. I get to do a bunch of work or things I wasn't able to do earlier in the day or the week. It's been awesome. So I'm like really into it. It probably won't feel so awesome when I have four kids during like extracurricular after school events that need to be like shuttled and driven around places. But you know what? We will cross that bridge when we get there. For now, it is very enjoyable. And it's just been like a really nice, just like a nice change of pace. So I've very much been enjoying that. And really the last thing I'm just so excited for is spring. I talked about this a little bit in one of my earlier episodes about how to survive the rest of winter with toddlers. And that being, we've been so fortunate this spring, where like basically all of February was just amazing weather, and it is getting us jazzed for spring. My husband and I finally got the approval from our municipality that we are A-okay and approved for our fence. So we're getting that taken care of. For whatever reason, our like backyard isn't really fenced in, and it's not that big of a deal, but I don't totally trust my 18-month-old to not wander off into like the street or go down the sidewalk. So it'll be really nice to finally fence that in so I don't have to like watch him like a hawk when we're in the backyard. So I'm really excited for that. And I noticed recently that both of my older kids have gone through a growth spurt. Their pajamas are now pretty like short on them. They look like high waters. So I think I need to get everyone a new set of pajamas in a bigger size. And while I'm on it, I might as well go ahead and get their spring and summer wardrobe situated, which is so crazy to have to think about this early in the game. But you know what? Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm almost behind the ball. Like, because the weather's been so warm and so beautiful, and we've been spending so much time at the parks and the playgrounds, I feel like I need to do like a big Target run and just get chalk and bubbles and balls and like all of the outdoor things that, you know, one would want in the spring and summertime. And I feel like it's just, you know, why not start now? Because again, like today, for example, on a day I'm recording, it's like 70 degrees in early March, and we are just so blessed. So yeah, I think now that I'm saying this out loud, I'm just going to go ahead and put in like a massive spring order for all of the things. I need to get us new pool towels for the outdoors, because our other two were kind of ratty and beat up, and just like reload on sand toys, get those outdoor bags organized, and dust off, you know, the cooler and the picnic blanket and all those fun things. Because yeah, it is finally road trip season. We have so many amazing road trips for our family planned, including the Eclipse, which is coming very close to Missouri, the path of totality. So we are driving just a couple of hours south where we get to see it. We rented an Airbnb, so we're super excited for that. In addition to a road trip down to Florida, we're going to do a national park in Illinois. We're heading back down to Branson, one of the resorts that we stayed at a couple of years ago that we're excited to go back to. And yeah, I have a trip to Los Angeles planned to see my LA cousins and her new baby. I'm super excited. I'm very much looking forward to cramming in as much travel as possible before this baby arrives in August, and then really just nesting through the rest of winter. That's kind of it for me. Just, you know, some life lately, some updates, just some good things planned. And in the meantime, just taking it pretty easy, you know, just trying to get, just trying to do life here with us and our three beautiful babies. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble for about 16 minutes about just life and what's going on with me. But I just wanted to just tell you that we're expecting our baby. I'm really excited about it. And I just thought this would be a good way to kind of share that news. So yeah, thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next week.